Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we linked up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Hello, hello. It is Friday, the 19th of September. It is now 9:01 here in Cali, and it is 12:01 on the East Coast. And those who are in the southern states, it is 10:01. 11:01. Okay. 11:02 now. Minutes 10. Anyway, how is everybody tonight? I was in a real good mood until somebody just kind of like, not pissed me off, but kind of got me where I'm like, Okay, so fuck you too. Yeah. But anyway, how is everybody tonight? Those who are in Second Life and those who are on Facebook, hope everything is going fine with you. I am home on a Friday night as usual. Of course, that never changes for me. My life is so boring. It is just unreal. But at least I'm spending it with you, those who you are in the reach of my voice. Yeah. I was supposed to do the show on the grid tonight, as most of you know, and I didn't do it. I wasn't feeling too well, for one thing, and number two, nothing, and when I do say nothing, I mean nothing has been done. No stage, no DJ, no bouncer. It's just been crazy. And the thing that I think gets me is that it's been like this now every time I decide to do it. Like just now, I said, okay, no problem. I'll do it again next week on Friday. Then I was informed that one of the biggest and most popular frats, which is TNT, is doing something on the 26th. So, yeah, it's like, in a way, I'm really thinking that maybe the talk show thing on the grid is not going to be a reality for me anymore. And I know everybody's probably rolling their eyes and going, here we go, sugar, again. But honestly, after a while, you kind of be thinking like, do I really want to put any more effort in this? Is it really worth it? Is it really going to ever materialize? And that is how I am feeling at this very, very, very crucial moment in my life. Anyway, enough of that, because I'm starting to get in my feelings, and one thing I don't want to do is spend 30 freaking minutes on Blog Talk with you and getting in my feelings. It's just not worth it, is it? No, it's not. Anyway, so I hope everybody's having a wonderful Friday. Mine is already fucked up, as I just said. I'm telling you, I was supposed to give the ladies of LBD, the ones who had put applications in, supposed to have told them about if they were going to be a part of LBD, because I've got 20-some-odd applications and 20-some-odd people that we've interviewed, and probably only 12 spots. So it's a difficult time for me because I don't want to tell anyone that you're not going to make it, because the women that I have so far, most of them have been very positive, want to make a change, want to do something, want to see something different on the grid. So it's hard to kind of turn down people that are really backing you and want to make things better for you. It's you know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to make people feel like we don't care about you, we don't want you. You don't want to make people feel like that. You don't want to make them feel like that. So it's kind of hard to, that's Diva, in case you're here in the back, that's Diva. It's kind of hard to turn people away. So at this point, I may be even talking to the queens of LBD and maybe even putting more, maybe actually doing more than just 12. That's out there. I know right now people are going, God, wait, Sugar, you okay? You're not your joyful self. And actually, to be honest, I am just absolutely beat. I'm like just on the edge where I'm just, but that's not something that I want to project on those who are listening. So anyway, let me tell you what happened today. It was hot as hell, and you know, not that I know how hot hell is, but I'm sure it's some degrees, like if you're in Cali, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was very hot, and I got home. I went to the market to get some, you know, some food. I once decided, you know, tonight I wanted to eat light, get some fruit, you know, maybe make a fruit salad or something like that. So I went and got the food, and I don't know whether you know it or not, but most markets no longer have plastic bags. So you have to bring your own little bags in. I don't know whether that's like nationwide, all over the place, but that's how it is in Cali. So anyway, I went to the market and forgot my little bags that I normally utilize. So what I had to do was, of course, they give you paper bags. I think they're like 5 or 10 cents. So paper bags are going to last you for one fucking time to go. But hey, it is what it is. So anyway, like most women, I don't like going back to the car. I go once, whatever I get, I don't care if it breaks my neck. I'm putting everything in, you know, at one time, carrying a shitload of bags to get in the house because there's no way, repeat, no way I'm going to come back out and get another bag. So I've got 3 bags. One, I don't even know why he couldn't just fit the few things he had in the other 2 bags, but that's neither here nor there. So I went on and got it, walked in, you know, scuffling, trying to get the door open. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got these 3 damn bags. Why did I just, you know, go in the damn trunk and take the couple of things that was in the bag out and just put them in the other bags? Anyway, here I'm carrying 3 bags. So I finally get the door open, kicking it open, you know. And when I kick the door open, I'm walking in, kicking it behind me to close it. Of course, I'm thinking to myself, make sure that you lock the door. You know, you just kicked it open. You know, somebody may have saw how beautiful you are and wanted to come in and you know, propose marriage. So I wanted to make sure I fucking locked the door. So when I came in, I couldn't see before me because, as I said, I've got these 3 bags. So all of a sudden, I felt something at my foot, and I proceeded to fall forward. Now, I've got 3 freaking bags, eggs, milk, bread, you know, cheese, fruit. I'm falling freaking forward, and my surprise was Diva basically just laid in front of me, just like fall out. Now, I don't know if this is a thing cats do, but Diva normally doesn't do that like right in front of me. Normally, as a rule, she does it, and I'll see her do it, because when I first got her, when she was a baby and started getting older, she would do that, and I honestly thought that something was wrong with her. I thought that she was, you know, crazy, maybe had a deformity, mental condition. Something was wrong with the bitch. So when I saw her fall out, I'm thinking, oh, my God, something's wrong with my cat. But then she started doing it so much, I'm thinking, okay, ain't nothing wrong with her. She's just lazy. She proceeded to do it in front of me. And not only did I drop my eggs, my milk, my cookies, but I fell too, forward, bam, right on the damn floor. Now, Diva gets up and runs and looks in the corner, and I'm thinking, you bitch, I think you did that shit on purpose. Now, mind you, she may not have done it on purpose, but it honestly seemed like she set me up to get done. That is honestly what I think, what I feel. And then I had to thought about when I got online, once I got on Facebook, I started scrolling and looking at all the, you know, the messages and everything tagged and all of that. And then I saw where Dina posted how to tell if your cat is plotting to kill you. Now, I'm telling you, that made me think, if Diva is not, in fact, planning to kill me. Now, mind you, last night, me and Wifey was talking about this. Wifey's cat's name is, Jesus, Yoshi, Yoshinoya, some shit. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, her cat is trying to kill. Now, Dean has been a scary little rotten little bitch since I first gotten her. When I mean scary, it's like anybody would walk to the door, she'd run. She would run, you know, if anybody knocked on the door, she would run. If she hears somebody, she would run. You know, if somebody breathed too hard, she would run. Now, that's when I lived in my other location. And since I've moved to the new place, she's not as scary as she was then. Not only is she not as scary, the little bitch is getting a little bit more bolder, like doing like things like that, like dropping and just crazy shit. And I'm telling you, I know you might think that, oh, no, there's no way she's trying to kill her. But honestly, I think she's trying to kill me. Now, when my Grammy, Desi, asked me, you know, well, baby, what are you going to do? And she doesn't really talk like that, but I'm just, you know, doing it to give kind of an effect that she's older, which she's not. She's a very youthful grandmother. But she said, and I repeat, but baby, what's your subject tonight? When I said, it's going to be Diva trying to kill me. She was like, what? Like she didn't believe that that was the subject, or like she didn't believe that actually this little bitch was trying to kill me. Trust me when I tell you, cats plot murders. Now, I know you all may be looking at me or looking at, yes, you can't look at me, so you're probably looking going, okay, Sugar is on one. I'm telling you, she is plotting my murder. Now, me and Wifey was laughing about it, like it was a joke. But at this point, when this shit went down, I honestly believe that this bitch is trying to kill me. I really, really do. Now, I'm telling you, you may think I'm kidding, whatever, but take this in consideration. What cat, when they see their master who feeds them, come through the door with bags and just flop in front of them, knowing going to fall? Think about that. I'm going to take a break. it is me, this is Sugarlicious returning just from commercial. If you just joined me, I was talking about sadistic cats who were trying to kill their masters. And I have someone who just called me who I'm sure can either verify or disclaim the fact that Diva is out to murder me. So let's see who's on the line. I'm so out of it right now. Can you tell? I'm hungry. I'm going to do my show. I can't do my show next week. Anyway, let's see who's on the line. Caller, you are talking to Sugarlicious, who is so out of it right now that I don't even sound like myself. Who am I speaking with?
She's trying to kill you. She's trying to kill you.
Oh, boy.
She's trying to do the same thing to me when I was out there. She's just trying to kill you. I told you to get rid of that cat, get a dog. They're more helpful.
Helpful? You have to clean up behind dogs. I'm not. You have to clean up behind. Will you tell everybody who you are? I'm not going to announce you.
You got to clean up after the cats, too.
Are you listening to me, sir?
Huh? Hey,
I said, will you tell everybody who you are? I'm not going to announce you.
My name is Angel.
You're a terrible co-host. You're absolutely terrible.
Hey, I'm Angel. How is everybody doing tonight? All right.
She's
trying to kill you.
No enthusiasm. I can't with you. I just cannot. Yeah, how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah. I mean, it's like you just don't give a shit. That's how I sound right now. I am so out of it. And then
it's Friday. It's Friday. Usually I'm fucking wide awake and shit, but I'm literally out of it. I'm literally out of it today.
Not as much as I am. And then when I decide, okay, you know what, I won't do my show today. Because, of course, as I said, I had no stage. I had no DJ. I had no bouncer. I had nothing, actually. And I said, okay, I'll do it next Friday, 8 o'clock. Then Jamel, the favorite brother, hits me up and goes, hey, sis, we've got an event next Friday at 8. So I'm sitting here going, you know what? This talk show shit is dead. Because, honestly, I cannot seem to get a Friday going that I'm going to be on air. So I'm at this point where I'm honestly thinking, like, fuck it. I'm seriously, that's where my head's at right now. I'm really just thinking about I'm not going to even do it anymore. You know, as much as I love it, because I really do, really, really love it. Because when I used to do it on the grid, it was fun. I loved it. I loved the audience, everything. Honestly, but at this point, I guess I'm getting frustrated, getting in my feelings, getting kind of pissy, the whole nine yards. So I'm honestly on the point where I'm going to probably log in and just say, fuck it. Because it's starting to get to the point where I'm feeling like each time I try to do it, something's stopping me. So what's the point of going on with it?
I don't know. Maybe we should find another date. I don't know. I mean, Monday, pretty much everybody's out of it because of everybody got the case of the Mondays. Fridays, everybody's partying. I don't know.
Please tell me you
Saturday,
didn't say the case of Monday. Tell me you didn't say that.
Everybody got the case of the Monday. Shit. You even got
anyway,
the case of the Monday.
Go ahead.
But we're going to be on a hunt to find Sugarlicious, a DJ, a bouncer, which is, well, Jamel. We got to wait for him to come back. So just to find the right day for him.
I don't know what to do. I mean, the only day that I know that, I mean, Tuesdays are a good day, but the thing is that my hostess probably won't be able to come on Tuesday. Let's do this. Those who are in my ear range, in earshot, whatever, tell me what day you think is better for me to be on air. Tuesdays, say 6, 7, or 8.
I can't do it Tuesday, baby. Let's talk about Tuesday.
Shut up.
Can't
Angel.
Do it Wednesday. It's a hump day.
Anyway, Tuesday either, let's say 7 or 8 or 9. No, 9 o'clock on Tuesday is 12 o'clock midnight in the East Coast. So that's not gonna work. So either
right.
7 or 8 on Tuesdays, or 8 or 9 on Fridays. But Fridays, usually everybody's got something going on Friday. So it's kind of hard to kind of put that there. So at this point, honestly, and I know people are thinking, you know, here goes Sugar again, and I really don't care because here I am again. But I honestly would like someone's feedback, someone's whatever, to tell me what I should do. Because honestly, I'm up against the wall at this point where I am like about to do a farewell show before I get my show back. That's really where my head's at right now. And as much as I don't want to do that, I'm getting to that point. I'm seriously getting to that point.
I say leave it at Friday. Honestly,
Friday.
I say leave it at Fridays. Yeah.
But the thing is that Fridays, everybody does something on Fridays. If you think about it, like most of everybody, like ASO does stuff on Friday, but you know we're scheduling.
True.
So it's before my talk show though. But I can't expect everybody to do that and circle around what I'm doing because everybody's got their own shit to do in SO. I was thinking about Tuesdays because, you know, might be a little bit better to do it on Tuesdays because during the week, if I do it early enough, maybe 6 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, so it's still kind of early, more or less. But then I'm thinking, do I really, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And I think the fact that I really don't know right now is because it's hot. I'm kind of like, oh, right now. As I'm sure you can tell in my voice, I'm hungry. I don't feel good. But since I promised everyone a show, and I've been flaking, and I mean that with the utmost respect to myself, I've been flaking. I have not been doing shows since I was supposed to promise everyone tonight a show on the grid, and I didn't do it. I thought, okay, let me go ahead and do a show on Blog Talk. And my mood is so oof right now that I'm sure people would have been like, I wish your ass just didn't do a show at all tonight because you're just killing our moods, Sugar. You're just really pissing us off. We're sick of you already. We're going to go ahead and turn and listen to somebody else. That's what we're going to do because we're sick of you already.
I don't know. Honestly, you should just do a time, stick to it, and see what happens. If it doesn't work out, you gotta find another day. But
every time I try to do a time and stick with it, I never do a time. That's the thing. How long has this been going on? I've been talking about doing my show back on the grid for over a year. And now,
right.
You know, the last couple of months, I've been trying to do it, and, of course, you know, people are busy. They have their own life. They have their own shit. So I can't really expect people to drop what they're doing to do something for me. I cannot. And that goes from builders to DJs to hostesses to whatever. I can't expect it. And the thing is that I think that's what's been going on. I've been waiting, you know, for everybody else to have time for me, and I'm not making time for myself. You know, I'm waiting for everybody else, you know, well, let me wait till they get through with this. Well, let me wait till they log in. Well, let me wait till this. And I think at this point, I need to go ahead and do it on my own, you know, because I started to cancel this show. I really did. And then wife was like, go ahead and eat first and do your show. You know, she was pushing me to do it. The thing is that I don't want to not do it because I honestly love doing talk shows. I love it. I really do love it. Even if there's only one or two people listening to me, as long as somebody's listening to me And as long as they get something out of it, if I make them laugh or whatever, that's all I really care about. It's not, I'm not in here for competition. I'm not in here to try to be the best talk show on the grid. I'm doing this because I love it. That's the only reason why I do it. I'm not doing it for nobody to stand up and cheer for me or nothing like that. So being that said, I need to go ahead and get off my ass and take care of my fucking talk show, point blank. And that's, like, just realistically, because everybody else that needs to, that has something to do, they do it. They go out, they do it. They put it together. They're like, hey, I'm going to get it done. And they do it. And I need to start putting myself in that position where I'm going to just get it done. I've got another caller. I've only got 3 minutes left, but I'm going to let this other caller on.
All right.
Caller, it's Sugar. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
Your sissy diva.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Just called in?
Yes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It is a good thing. Let me tell you something. I'm listening to you, and I'm going to need you to get together, ma'am. You're going to do your show. You're going to pick a day, and you're not going to care what nobody else says because your real supporters will be there, no matter what time or what day it is.
She's about to make me cry, everybody. And honestly, this was, I did not know who she was. I honestly didn't. It's not like this was planned. I really did not know she was going to call. I really didn't. And now I'm almost in like the tear mode here. Because I am so in my feelings right now, it's not even fucking funny. I hate that. When I get sick, when my sugar gets up, my feelings are just like all over the place. And that's how they are now. They're like, and then Dee was looking at me and plotting my murder. On top of all this shit, she's staring at me like, yeah, tonight is going to be the night.
What you say, bro?
I said, I told you to get rid of her ass.
She keeps telling me to get rid of her. Because I'm telling you, I think she is plotting my murder. She's been sitting here staring at me for the past, like, 30 minutes. Now, mind you, I swear, when she drops, if I hadn't, I could have stepped to the side. She drops. Like, right literally in front of me and, like, stared at me like, yeah, bitch, your days is numbered. Mate, check that. Your hours are numbered.
I told you,
yeah,
she freaked the shit out of me when I was out there.
She did not.
She did. Look, I'm not a cat person, right? I don't know what fucking cats do. This bitch just drops, like, okay, what the fuck just happened? She gonna wake up or what the fuck? I mean, literally, her eyes closed and everything is like, okay, she breathing? What the fuck? So, I'm not kicking her. I'm kind of like pushing her with my foot.
Wait, you kicked her?
No,
you kicked
no. I said I didn't kick her. I pushed her with my foot to see if I see some sign of life. She didn't respond. I'm like, okay, what the fuck should I do? Do I call 911 or should I just call Sugar? In the hospital, what the fuck do I do? No, I just walked out. I just walked away. So I'm like, okay, do you, boo-boo. Shit.
Lord have mercy.
You told my cat, do you, boo-boo?
Do you, boo-boo. Really?
I mean, seriously, what are you supposed to do? Fucking animal just drops just like that? I've never seen that in my life. I've never seen any cat do that.
Oh my God.
Listeners, your mic is cut off, but we'll still be on. We have another 15 minutes. You won't hear us, but we will definitely not hear you either. But we have 15 minutes, and after the show, within about 10 o'clock, you'll be able to hear us. So, more sugar kisses. Anyway, so you've never seen an animal drop? Is that what you're saying? But I want to get back to the fact that you kicked my damn cat.
Really? Why would you kick the cat?
And you did say, I kicked her. You said it. You said, I kicked her. And then you tried to, like, cover it up. Kicked her. I moved her with my foot. No, you kicked my damn cat. That's probably why she's crazy now. That's probably why she's crazy and plotting my death, because your ass kicked her. Hello?
She got quiet.
Hello?
Where'd you go?
Hello? Bastard? Seriously?
Did he hang up?
He hung up! He got, ladies and gentlemen, he got busted, and he knows he's busted, and I'm getting his ass. He hung up.
Did he?
Yes, he really did. Because I can tell who, when someone calls in, I can tell who's on my switchboard and who hangs up. He hung up.
Oh, Lord. That's a dog. He didn't want you to find out you really kicked. He really kicked your cat.
Ain't that some shit? I can't believe he hung up. He got real quiet. All of a sudden, it was like,
I'm out.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Wow. Ain't that some shit?
My brother's funny.
That ain't funny, kicking my damn cat. Anyway, I don't know. I really was honestly thinking about just giving up, because I'm just like,
No, you're not going to give up, because you're sugar, and I told you you're awesome, and you're going to do your show. And it doesn't matter what day, what time, the people who really support you will be there. Bottom
line.
That's all that matters.
That's true.
Because you don't need to give up on something that you are passionate about.
And I am. I really love doing it.
And you love talking.
Love my thing.
Really?
I do.
You have to do it. And the people who really support you are there to help with whatever it is you need help with to make sure that you get your show on the grid.
That's
and
true.
You know that. So we going to get it done.
And it was fun when I was on the grid.
See?
It was fun.
Exactly. And you will get it done, and you will be good.
And everybody's listening to my therapist right now. This, my sister's my therapist, so everybody, when you hear this, you're hearing my therapy. I have live therapy on Blog Talk Radio. Live therapy. Everybody.
Yeah.
Because
you're passionate about it.
I may even delete this show, because I'm telling you, I am like so out of it right now. But I honestly think a lot of it's hot. I don't know. It's because one thing, it's hot. My sugar's up. I haven't eaten.
I thought you did.
I could go on and on the list of shit. I haven't eaten. My sugar's up. Because I was going to make this fruit salad and stuff, and then just got, you know how I am, Sissy. I'll be one direction, and the next thing, you know, I'm in another direction, and the last thing I do is, I think it to do is eat. You know, that's the last thing I do is eat. Because when I was in ASO's meeting, first thing Grammy said, did you eat? I'm like, oh, no, not yet. You know, and so I was like, okay, this was I, you know, I'm going to eat after the show. And then Lady was like saying, no, you know, eat before the show. So I'm thinking, okay, there's only 10 minutes. There's no way I'm going to eat in 10 minutes. So here it is. The last meal I had was at 9 o'clock this morning.
Lord. Yes, you need to eat, ma'am.
And I think that's what it is. I think my sugar is either dropped or it's high. It's either dry. It's probably dropped.
It's one or the other.
I'm going to drop. Yeah. Normally when it drops, I'm like that, like I am now. So it's probably dropped.
Yeah, so you need to eat.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I shouldn't even did the show, but those who are listening, I just felt like, damn, I'm always letting, you know, people down. I never, you know, I was like, I'm gonna do it, and the next thing you know, I'm
you
not doing it.
You are not letting anybody down. You get stuff started when you're ready. You are not letting nobody down.
Yeah.
And my butt. You are not letting nobody down.
For
yes, for real. For real. You are not letting nobody down.
God.
This is something you're passionate about, and when you're ready, you do it. You're not letting nobody down. And you know
maybe.
That.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just in one of my moods.
You're not. You
hear,
just need to eat.
Did you hear Diva? Did you hear Diva? Did you hear? She's plotting. She's probably singing stuff because she's plotting my murder. Okay, Sissy, I'm going to go eat, ladies and gentlemen. My sister, as always, has calmed me down again. I'm going to eat. Hopefully I'll feel better.
Yes.
Those
you
who are listening, they think I'm crazy. Yes, I am crazy. I have issues. I really do. I don't know why, but I have a lot of issues.
You are right.
I have
you
issues.
Just need to eat.
That's
you'll
it.
Be fine.
I just need to eat.
Huh? Yes. You
I just
need
to eat.
Eat.
That's
you'll be fine. And you'll be fine.
Anyway, Sissy, thanks for calling.
You welcome.
I'm gonna have your bro killed for killing my for kicking my damn cat off.
You when you get off the air, you need to eat. Then call him back and say, never.
When I get off the air and I get through eating, I'm picking up. Man, it's gonna be a divorce.
Like, you never hang up on
gonna
the
be a
show.
It's gonna be a damn divorce. Mhm. And I'm not getting half of them getting all.
He better watch out.
I want everything. Everything. Including his TNT paddles and shit. Oh, my God.
Wait, take his TNT cars and motorcycle, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking his TNT cars, motorcycles, his damn title.
Everything.
That's how hardcore I'm going to be. That's right. Anyway, Sissy, love you.
Love you. Go eat. Take care of yourself.
I am.
Okay.
Not everybody. Sugar kisses.